And God said, "Let there be sound." And sound vibrated throughout the universe. And God heard that it was good. And DJ Frederick said,
"Drop the needle, it's Radio Thrift Shop." Well, hello and welcome again to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick saying, I hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are on the planet. I'd like to say hello to listeners at The Global Voice, www.theglobalvoice.info. Also to listeners on Troubadour 1700 AM, low power in Shirley, Massachusetts. And Radio Free Kansas. Hello, hello, wherever you may be. And, of course, right here in the New London, Kearsarge and Sunapee regions on WSCS 90.9 FM. Let's get this party started.
off that goes Johnny Appleseed. Need my pass by the hour of need. There's a lot of soul drinking from the well, locked in a factory. When the chimes of freedom ring, I hear what you're saying. I hear what he's saying. Is what was true
now no longer so?
Summertime sun, fall on the apple. Lord, there goes a Buick 49, black sheep of the angels riding down the line. We think there is a soul.
Big Joe Turner with Carina Carina, song that you may be familiar with. Before that, we heard Joe Strummer with Johnny Appleseed, theme tune to a series called John from Cincinnati. And we started the set off, of course, with Django Reinhardt from his 1933 recording, Body and Soul. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and we are cruising the last century of recorded music on the Radio Thrift Shop, and I want to thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to communicate with me, you can email, and the email is FMOE, that's Frederick Michael Oscar Emerson, at colby-sawyer.edu. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Emerson at colby-sawyer.edu. And I'd be happy to hear your thoughts, hear your requests, hear your feedback, or anything else you'd like to communicate. Just keep it civil. That's okay, we're going to hear some music from a movie that came out several years ago. Absolutely wonderful send-up of the folk music era of the mid-1960s. We're going to hear two tunes by the Folksmen, who are Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer.
My mama was the cold north wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west of hell, where the trains don't even run. Never heard the whistle of a southbound freight or the singing of its driving wheel. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. They say the highway's just one big road, and it goes from here to there. And they say you carry a heavy load when you're rolling down the line somewhere. Never seen the dance of the telephone poles as they go whizzing by. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering high. Never did no wandering low. Now a sailor's life is a life for him, but it never was for me. And I've never soared where the hawk may soar, or see what the hawk might see. Never hiked to heaven on a mountain trail, never rode on a river's range. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no did no wandering, never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering after all.
I worked the fields my father worked from dawn till setting sun. My calloused hands and windburned face have marked me as a man. who has no voice, no rights, no hope, no place to call his own. And the skeletons of Kinto call me home. The silver tentacles of the moon's rays haunt me. The deathly silence of the mountains chill me to the bone. And the skeletons of Kinto call me home. If I live to be 100, I won't know me papa's plight. The cruelty of the master's whip, the horrors of the night. He braved them all and stood his ground, the bravest ever known. And the skeletons of Kinto call me home. Un océano de vergüenza incita nuestros, recuérdale, estrangulezas, perizas de muerte. Mi estrecha, hazlo los huesos y lo cuento para Kinto lengua. Somehow in this world, the workers must be free. That toil and sweat and tyranny, the fascist Judas spree, will only serve to keep us down and aid the bourgeoisie. And the skeletons of Kinto call me home.
Let me take you, baby, down to the river bed. Got to tell you something, go right to your head. Thank you.
From their 1969 LP, The Family That Plays Together, that was Spirit. We heard the first three tracks, I Got a Line on You, It Shall Be, and Poor Richard. Before that, we heard The Folkmen from the soundtrack to A Mighty Wind, Never Did No Wandering, and The Skeletons of Quinto. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to thank you for tuning in. Last week, I recorded an Earth Day special with some music by David Axelrod from his Earth Rot LP back in 1970, 42 years ago. Today, Google has quite a beautiful doodle on the homepage, on the search engine, a hedge that spells out Google that blossoms into gorgeous violet, red, and yellow flowers, which on the surface seems absolutely wonderful. And then you read the caption, "Roses are red, violets are blue. For Earth Day this year, let's all plant a few." And that's really misleading because in reality, for Earth Day, we're going to need to do a hell of a lot more than that. We really need to start caring for our environment on every single level, every level, from the bottom of the ocean to the top of our atmosphere. Every square inch of this planet needs to be healed and protected. And planting a few flowers is not going to do that. So, people, get to work. Okay. Back in the day, speaking of Mother Earth, there were little public service announcements on the radio from the magazine Mother Earth News. Let's listen to one.
This is the Mother Earth News.
Ever think about becoming a prospector? Well, not every Tom, Dick, and Geraldine can qualify, but the Canadian government has a prospecting program set up for folks who like to get into the wilderness and who have a lot of rock hound in them, just so the Canadian folks can learn more about rocks and minerals in their unexplored territories. And believe us, there's a lot of untouched land up there just ready to be looked over. Now, first of all, the program is open to anyone who's 21 or over and who can pass the mineral identification exam given by the government to weed out the folks who think they're interested from the ones who really know their stuff. But you can prepare for the exam by taking a government-approved rocks and minerals course for a mere $15 or $20, and then taking the test on your own, which you're darn sure to pass if you've been paying attention to your coursework. Now, after those two stages, you just qualify for application. It doesn't mean you'll get picked to go. But without those qualifications, you can't even apply. Now, if you do make the grade, the government will come and get you and take you up to the North Country. You, your gear, tents, backpacks, and whatever you're going to need for the duration to the location you've picked out. Now, one of the good parts of the program is prospectors get to keep claim rights to any valuable mineral discoveries made. And while you can't count on striking it rich, one couple did read about a gold find in the Yukon just 10 miles west of where they'd prospected a few years earlier. So it's not impossible, you just have to get lucky. Now, of course, it's not a piece of cake to stay in the wilderness for 3 months of summer by yourself either, and it helps if you have a buddy. Now, because otherwise you're going to be talking to the moose and beaver who'll get to think you're just another part of the scenery. And prospecting in the far north in the summer is going to be really strange because it's the time of year when there's essentially 24 hours of sunlight. It does make for fast work in the garden if you remember to bring some seeds for growing your own favorites. But getting your scheduling changed is going to be tricky. Now, it's not all fun and games to go up yonder, although it's enjoyable. The government asks you to keep track of what you're seeing and doing in a diary, and you need to collect and identify all the rock specimens you can get your hands on, especially if you take a liking to this kind of work and want to do it again, because the folks asked back are the ones who've shown themselves to be good rock hounds and diary keepers as well as outdoor types. Now, fact is, the government sometimes decides to pay folks who've turned in a great wealth of information in addition to providing the transportation and the food for the adventure. To get in touch, write to the resident geologist, Department of Indian and Northern Affairs in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory, Canada, or in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, Canada.
shape I'm in. I can't even spell my name, my head's in such a spin. Today I tried to eat a steak with a big old tablespoon. You got me chasing rabbits, walking on my hands and howling at the moon. Well, sugar, I took one look at you and it almost drove me mad. And then I even went and lost what little sense I had. Now I can't tell the day from night, I'm crazy as a loon. You got me chasing rabbits, pulling out my hair and howling at the moon. Out on a hunting spree, cause there ain't a hound dog in this state that can hold a light to me. I eat three bones for dinner today, then tried to tree a coon. You got me chasing rabbits, scratching fleas, and howling at the moon. I rode my horse to town today, and a gas pump weeded past. I pulled him up and I hollered, whoa, and said, fill him up with gas. The man picked up a monkey wrench, and wham, he changed my tune. You got me chasing rabbits, spitting out teeth, and howling at the moon. I never thought in this old world a fool could fall so hard. But honey, baby, when I fell, the whole world must have jarred. I think I'd quit my doggish ways if you'd take me for your groom. You got me chasing rabbits, picking out rings, and howling at the moon.
Since day
recorded live in 1962. That's Karen Dalton with Every Time I Think of Freedom. Before that, we heard Mr. Hank Williams himself, Howling at the Moon, song that you might hear on Prairie Home Companion or something like that. And we started that set off with a 7-inch vinyl single by Irma Franklin. Yes, Aretha Franklin's lesser-known sister, wonderful voice, wonderful singer, tune called Open Up Your Soul. Well, I'd like to play a couple of unique tunes this week from a record label called Edible Onion. Edible Onion is a Philadelphia-based record label and a collective. They release small-run, hand-packaged, beautiful records, tapes, CDs, and vinyl. And their goal is to put something beautiful back into the art of releasing music among the frenzy of the digital world. And that is perfectly right up the alley of Radio Thrift Shop. They recently released a tape called Archaic Fetishism, Volume 3, and we're going to hear a couple of tracks from that tape.
Bye. rainy day, go far away. I'm tired of blues I've gone through. Lonely nights, a thousand sights of times I once knew. Go away. You rainy day, far away, out of my mind. I should have known when times they got hard, you'd go and steal away. Cards broke right, you're out of sight, and so I named you Rainy Day. Transparent dreams, not what they seem, float by in shades of gray. Dusty shadows dancing round my brain. Yeah, their name is Rainy Day. Rainy Day, go far away.
Yeah, Rainy Day, Susan Christie from her LP, A Painted Lady. And that kind of looks like what we're going to get here in New London is quite the rainy day ahead. Hopefully it'll clear out in 24 hours and we're really not going to get the brunt of a storm that is heading up the northeastern seaboard. Before that, we heard Sam Spence with Flying Low, and we started that set off with a couple of tunes from a tape-only release by Edible Onion Records. It's a tape called Archaic Fetishism, Volume 3. We heard A Stick, A Stone with a tune called Helicopter Mast, and The Horror with I Like People. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, tripping down the dusty aisles of music. And I want to say thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. And in the meantime, listen to the band.
song, you know I'm listening, 'cause I need help, I'm falling again. Play the drum a little bit louder, tell me I can live without her now that we have listened to the band. Listen to the band.